The story of Passover commemorates the escape of the Hebrew people from enslavement in ancient Egypt. Press 9 at any time to return to the main menu. The story is celebrated through a Seder, a ritualized meal with its own rules set forth in a book called the Haggadah. There are many versions. My mother has long favored the humanist Haggadah, one that recognizes the pain of the Jewish people is not unique, and that Jews share a responsibility to others who still suffer oppression. In my youth, the Passover Seder felt stilted and archaic. I still find the experience a bit much. It can be long, involves forced singing, and uses a tongue I don't understand. Still, there is a compelling story and some powerful lessons. Among these is the four questions, which I remember reciting myself as a child. This ritual involves the youngest guest at the Seder asking their elders, "Why are we here? What is this really all about?" If a religion can make its elders answerable to the youngest among them and remind us to continuously question the whys of our traditions, maybe there are good lessons to be found there, both for my daughter and for myself. Here are the four questions from the Makar Haggadah for Passover, revised in 2002 by the Washington Congregation for Secular Humanistic Judaism.
Why is this night different from all other nights? On all other nights, we eat either bread or matzah. Why on this night do we eat only matzah?
Why do we eat matzah? Matzah is the symbol of our affliction and our freedom. Legend has it that when Moses and his followers fled Egypt, they moved so quickly that the bread they baked did not have time to rise. However, scholars have noted that long before Jews celebrated Passover, Middle Eastern farmers celebrated a spring festival of unleavened bread. This was a festival where unleavened bread was made from the fresh barley grain newly harvested at this time of year. The old fermented dough was thrown out so that last year's grain would not be mixed with this year's. Therefore, the new season began with the eating of unleavened bread, matzah. Later on, the Jewish people incorporated this agricultural festival into the celebration of freedom and renewal we now call Passover.
On all other nights, we eat herbs on any kind. Why on this night do we eat only bitter herbs?
The bitter herb. Why do we eat maror? Tradition says that this bitter herb is to remind us of the time of our slavery. We force ourselves to taste pain so that we may more readily value pleasure. Scholars inform us that bitter herbs were eaten at spring festivals in ancient times. The sharpness of the taste awakened the senses and made the people feel at one with nature's revival. Thus, maror is the stimulus of life, reminding us that struggle is better than the complacent acceptance of injustice.
On all other nights, we do not dip our herbs even once. Why on this night do we dip them twice?
Why do we dip our food in salt water two times on this night? The first time, the salty taste reminds us of the tears we cried when we were slaves. Parsley and celery are symbols of all kinds of spring greenery. The second time, the salt water and the green can help us to remember the ocean and the green plants of the earth, from which we get the water and air and food that enable us to live.
On all other nights, we eat either sitting or leaning? Why on this night do we eat while leaning?
Why do we eat while leaning on this night? In ancient Rome, rich people used to eat while lying on a couch, leaning on one elbow, as slaves and servants fed them. Some ancient Jews saw this relaxed type of eating as a sign of freedom and prosperity, so they would lean to one side eating at the Seder on Passover, the festival of freedom. Today, we celebrate freedom and quality by sitting up and feeding ourselves. But the leaning question remains in the service as a reminder of how it was when our people longed for freedom.